Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
At some point during their studies of advanced mathematics, a high school student is going to ask, "When am I ever going to use this in real life?" One Classical Conversations student famously replied to his peers, "What? Are you saying we're not in real life right now?" As funny as that might have been, it wasn't really the answer they were looking for. It's actually comical that they asked such a question while studying trigonometry, since this branch of math is used to calculate all sorts of practical distances in astronomy, navigation, and surveying. They could have paused a moment to read the children's book, The Librarian Who Measured the Earth, a book which describes how the Greek librarian Eratosthenes, who was born in the 3rd century BC, used triangulation of shadows to measure the circumference of the earth. They could have reread Carry On, Mr. Bowditch to discover how he updated the world's navigational tables after only attending grammar school and then studying on his own. Soon, another student asked a probing question. How do you think they discovered these things? After several fumbling attempts to answer, one student said, "I guess they went outside and looked up more than we do." Bingo, we have a winner. Those who mapped the stars went outside and looked up at them for long periods of time, over and over. They kept records of their observations and then formed theories based on their records. As it warms up this spring, grab some friends for a star watching party, or introduce your kids to the Fibonacci sequence and let them investigate its manifestation in flower petals and on seashells. Reconnect your homeschool to nature. Question, observe, reflect, and record. That sounds like real life to me.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.